Audio Bible, 1 Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the command of God our Saviour, and of the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. To Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you on my departure to Macedonia, you should stay on at Ephesus to instruct certain men not to teach false doctrines or devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculation rather than the stewardship of God's work, which is by faith. The goal of our instruction is the love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith. Some have strayed from these ways and turned aside to empty talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not understand what they are saying, or that which they so confidently assert. Now we know that the law is good, if one uses it legitimately. We realize that law is not enacted for the righteous, but for the lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinful, for the unholy and profane, for killers of father or mother, for murderers, for the sexually immoral, for homosexuals, for slave traders, and liars, and perjurers, and for anyone else who is averse to sound teaching that agrees with the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, that he considered me faithful and appointed me to service. I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man, yet because I had acted in ignorance and unbelief, I was shown mercy. And the grace of our Lord overflowed to me, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This is a trustworthy saying, worthy of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for this very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Jesus Christ might display all his patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, and invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Timothy, my child, I entrust you with this command in keeping with the previous prophecies about you, so that by them you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and thereby shipwrecked their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme.